It's all new. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is a surprise I promised you. Being a Dick Season 3. We have Episode 8, Interlude, and 9. If you want these to play them through, you can fucking go to the Patreon. You have to support $10 to get the base game, and then you can pay $5 to get the episode patches. Because remember, everybody's playing a different Being a Dick game. Like, there's so many different ways you can go, so many different paths, and now that I've actually paid for the strategy guide for the first two, there's so much shit I didn't realize you could do in this game. So, definitely, like, buy this game, support dude on Patreon, Dr. Pinkcake. He actually put out a Q&A, so if you want to know what goes through his mind, basically a bunch of people had questions like, what inspired the game, how long do you want episodes to take, what music do you enjoy? He listens to a lot of bands I dig. I'm talking like hardcore heavy metal. He said he likes fucking Amon Amarth. I was like, holy shit. Like, so yeah, this dude, he's into some pretty good stuff. Unfortunately, the music has changed because of that fucking Swedish punk group. By the way, you fucked yourself, guys. I worked in music for 10 years. I worked with punk bands. Bunches of punk bands. Do you know how much exposure you were getting for having your band's music in one of the biggest adult video games to ever hit the market? People were buying your fucking records. And they were a good band, too. They had some really good songs. Yeah. People bought the record and said they bought the record. I'm like, dude, these musicians are shooting themselves in the foot by not letting their music be put in the games.
That is true.
So, all right. Let's go ahead and continue this. Let's continue. Make sure we're at the right volume.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so are we supposed to hit a button? Faster! This is as fast as I can go. No, it's not. It is. Encourage him. Such a girl. What? Like, this is your thing, dude. You usually get to pick
the children.
I know you have it in you. You're faster than this. You want me to give it my all? Hell yeah, faster.
I hope this can explain who they are.
Okay. Wow. I never watched how freaky eyes are until I started sketching them. Not that one. Play the one from yesterday. I don't remember exactly. You do. Haha, this again, damn it. Are you ever gonna stop doing that? What of it? I don't remember what song you mean. And when I say I don't know or remember something, you can't say you do. Because I don't. Yeah, but you do. It was funky, and you went something like this with your face. I went like that? Yeah, like you always do when you play something tricky. Well, I don't remember what song it was. But... And don't say I do. You do, though. Whatever. Beer? Nah. No, I understand, but that doesn't explain... Please listen to me. She writes all this down on a notepad on her walker. She has perfect control over her meds. If you look in the notepad, you'll... You did? No, that can't be. Okay, I'll be there. No, it's fine. Yes, tomorrow. I'll have Bobby cover my shift. Tell her I'm coming when she wakes up, okay? Bye. What's wrong with Grandma? Jesus, Zoe, you startled me. What's wrong with her? Something happened, I can tell. Your grandma must have confused her medicine. Aunt Jolene found her on the floor when she checked up on her. What the fuck? Is she alright?
Is she alright, yeah.
Is she alright? She's unconscious, but she's in good hands. She's in the hospital at the moment. They're doing some kind of tox screening to find out what she ate. I'm going there tomorrow. I'll be taking a day off from work. I'm going too. No, you're not. You have school tomorrow morning.
Nana is important.
Come on, Mom. This is way more important than trigonometry. This isn't negotiable, and everything will be fine. Is that my beer? How many times have I told you now? No alcohol in this house until you're 21.
Apologize.
Man, you've got her really on the straight and narrow.
Well,
21, really?
I guarantee you, if I was going to do something, I wouldn't say it in front of my mom.
Right. Graduate, and then you can drink. All right, I'm sorry. Mom, listen, fuck the beer. What about Grandma? School comes first. I'll tell her you said hi. Not hi. Tell her I said love you. She takes the beer anyway. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing's always a shitty answer. When
not
someone's...
your business doesn't seem like that's something you'd say to a good friend, though.
Yeah, nothing. Was it this song? Yeah, see? You did know.
Maybe this is the past or something.
It is. Click to continue. So that's the song he was playing.
Man, you can get a piano out of that guitar? That must be an expensive guitar.
Hell yeah, I ain't never seen that before.
Yeah!
It must be one of those, It's got some little effects and stuff on the front of it.
It says, get out your guitar. Time to stroke the ivories.
Right there, that thing right there. It probably is a piano set.
Well, that's what you... control your volume and all for your amp.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they had those in guitars. Cause
acoustic
I played a
guitar?
Yeah, acoustic guitar, but I don't remember those.
Yeah, I've got them in most of my acoustic guitars.
Oh, shit. Well, you'd know. Interlude, Riding the Waves. You're good at math, right? I'm decent. Trigonometry, you know it? In spring I will. Is that the class you failed? Yeah, my stumble on the finish line. You'll make it sometime. You're not in a rush anywhere, are you? If I were, would you come with me? Where are we going? I don't know, somewhere hot. Maybe Miami? What's in Miami? Beaches and parties, duh. Sounds fun, I'm in. You're not in. I am. What about college? Yeah, but don't they have that there? Yeah, probably. Can we eat at your place tonight? Didn't your mom come home yet? She said she was gonna be gone for a day, but who knows? She's really into that fucking track list. She's probably only making sure grandma's okay.
Shit faces?
Shit faced. The name of the band is Shit Faced. I wonder if there's an actual band.
Don't come into net. See shit face. That's like I'm at the bar every night and I see the same old thing.
Yeah, and your dad? Stepdad, dude. I hate when you call him dad. It's easier to say. Call him Floyd then. He's hauling cargo somewhere. Who cares where he is? Anyway, we can eat at my place tonight. I'll let dad know. Do that later. We got the house to ourselves for once. Wanna go crazy? Crazy how? Off the top of my head, I'm thinking we put some shit-faced on and dilute another one of Mom's bottles. I don't think it would be a great idea to show up to dinner drunk. Dad would probably tell Allison we'd been drinking. Neil's such a snitch. Fuck you. Hey, Mello, he's the best. I was joking. No drinking it is. What about metal and fuck? Shit, you're right. No one's at home. You can moan loudly for once. Yeah, that's because that's so hot. I want to hear you do it. You're always so quiet. It's like you're not having fun or something. You're joking again, I hope. Prove it. If the music's louder than your moans, you lose. Sounds like what I've been listening to lately. Aha, turn it down a notch. Moan for me. Moan. Haha, what the fuck was that? Are you turned on or imitating a cow? Way to help me feel sexy about it. Come on, baby, go like this. Moans. Yeah, you guys get it. Fuck, that's hot. Haha, my pants just got tighter. Fucking remove them then. Don't expect me to drop my panties until I see my meaty friend. Drop them a little bit while I undress? Like this? Keep going. You better lose that underwear now. They're off. Awesome. Now where's my moan?
You make them treat a man right and you'll make them purr like a walrus.
Okay, you don't have to moan. Hey, I'm trying here. I know you are, baby. How about you talk dirty to me instead? What's wrong? Nothing. It's not about last time, is it? You laughed at me. That leaves scars. I didn't laugh at you. It just took me by surprise. I think it's so hot that you finally say what you like in bed. That's what a girl wants to hear, you know? They want you to tell us what you like and take charge. It's just embarrassing. Embarrassing, we're both completely nude, and look at yourself, you don't have anything to be embarrassed about. I swear you could rule the world with this thing if you just grew some bigger balls to go with it. Haha, okay, I'll try to do better. You're always doing great, just talk more to me.
Blowjob.
I want to give you a blowjob, Grim. I want to suck your dick and feel it all around in my mouth. I want to have my tongue massaged ahead as I bop my head up and down. Yeah, I want that too. Do that.
yeah, that sounds agreeable.
Do what? Say it. Suck my cock, Zoe. There you go. Well, we got the idea. We don't have to. Keep going. You know just how to do that. I always liked how wet you get. I never felt like I was the only one who was horny with you. You make it easy to get turned on, Grim. You have a gift. This cock, I swear, I can't get enough of it.
Eat me.
Tell me you want to eat me. I want to eat you, Zoe. Yes, eat me, Grim. That's the spot. Remember what I taught you. Fuck, you're getting so good at this. Who have you been training on? Haha, no one. You sure? I know Lisa's been eyeing you. Yeah, right. Continue, because it's just gonna go back and do the same. Plug your cock inside me, baby. Go slowly. Moans. Fuck, it feels so good. The best part is knowing we're alone. Don't jinx it. I'm not. I love how he takes charge and holds my hand still. I like that. It shows dominance. He's gentle, but it feels like he's doing what he wants now. It's always so insane to me that you're only in halfway now. Haven't you gotten used to it? I'm not sure you can ever get used to it. Knowing there's more to push in is hot as fuck to me. Are you ready for the rest of me? Not yet. I really like this. Keep going. Smack. He's such a good kisser. I shouldn't blow his ego up too much, though. I don't want him to become a douche. Doggy style or let him take control?
Kind of see what he'd do if he... Say let him take control. See what happens.
Okay, I'm ready for it. How do you want me? You want me in your lap? What's this? It's something new I came up with. Oh, damn. Fuck. I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Fuck yeah. It's so hot how you lift me up and down. You're so strong. Now, she's skinny, but some of the women now, they're a little bit more. You have to lift your weights. Mmm.
I just got eaten chowder buffet.
Because you're not going to be able to do that with Lizzo, let me tell you.
No. You might end your sports career.
Yeah. Your cock is hitting all the right...
ACL? No, I lifted Lizzo one time. I got halfway up and crushed my spine. I got used to the wheelchair.
That's like that woman that crushed her spine doing a powerlifting thing. She was a regular woman. She's like, I'm going to lift 600 pounds. She killed herself.
I believe it.
Yep. I was like, you've got to be... What kind of...
Woman. Just your average runner. Just your
regular
woman.
Just your regular average woman. We're not talking about any muscle on her. Any. She doesn't have any experience with powerlifting.
Soaking wet.
Doesn't have any experience with powerlifting. Goes in there, tries to lift it up. It crushes her.
They have a sled lift where you just push it at an angle. She should have tried that first.
She says go easier on my nipple though. Sorry. It's fine, just don't suck on it too hard.
Baby for better milk. Doggy style.
Nah, yeah, you wanna see it all. Grim, fuck me from behind. You have such a great ass. I know you like it, but it never gets tiring to hear it. That's a good woman. Yes, fuck me harder, Grim. Harder. Well, I added a harder in there because, you know.
Harder.
Yes, I'm gonna fuck you hard, Zoe. That's it, talk to me. I love watching your ass jiggle like that. Nice, you're getting better at this.
Tell me where you make it. Let's see how I'm going to make it, okay? No!
Use me, I'm yours, Grim. Let him take control or continue. We already go to continue because we already did that. She says, yes, give all of it. I thought it should be give it all to me. Whatever. Show me what you're made of. Ah, Grim, I'm coming! Oh, she's holding those bars. Damn, that's hot. I can feel how she's trembling down there. I think this is why the women want that fucking bed frame. Yeah. You know what? I'm putting that in my social media. I know why you want a bed frame now. Everything gets wetter and hotter just now. Zoe, what is it, baby? Tell me. I'm getting really close. Come for me, baby. Come inside or come outside?
Inside. This is the past. Apparently it worked out.
Come inside of me. I know how much you like that. Okay, I'm gonna do it. My pussy wants it. Grim, come! Ah! Wow, there you go. You suck at moaning, but with that happy stick, who the fuck cares? A happy stick, huh? I like that name.
Huh, Lady Gaga's single disco stick must have just been out.
Who the fuck cares? Thanks, I guess.
Beer?
We can't be drunk if we're going to my place, remember? You fucking lightweight. I said beer, not shots. Still, I'll pass. Well, I'm getting one. You already had a beer. I'm not gonna get on her ass about that. It's a fucking beer. But I know how some girls get.
Oh, it don't take much.
It don't take much. And they're like, okay, hey, you're fucking getting drunk.
I've got one friend that's a girl can hang and she's a bartender.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of them that can't. And there's like, oh yeah, I'm getting a beer. I'll be okay. I'm sure you will. Haha, he mooed like a cow. Hilarious. Oh, mom. She's gonna bust your ass about that beer. Oh. You're back?
You're back.
Zoe. The beer, I know, I suck. I'm... Grandma passed away. How do I knew that was coming? I knew Grandma had passed away by the look on her face. Like, damn.
It was all that money shot inside. Wouldn't that be an awkward way to find out?
Nana's dead? No, no, but you said everything was all right. Apparently she must have took that medication and it, I guess it killed her. I know, I'm so sorry. Doris was a warm and gentle spirit. She was undoubtedly loved by everyone here today. Okay, I'm a priest now. I need to... When someone dear passes, we're left with many questions and a void that only they could fill. As long as you keep memories of Doris, she's never truly gone.
She looked a little young to die. For an older woman.
Really?
Yeah.
She looked like an old woman to me.
What age are you thinking... The old woman.
Nana, look. I'm watching, dear. What are you playing today? I'm surfing. Is that right? How does that work? You have a board that you stand on like this, and you try to stay on it, and then there's big waves that come from everywhere. I think that sounds super. Are you going to be a surfer when you grow up? Yeah, I'm going to be the best. Happy birthday, sweetie. It's
Your
a sweater, and I
bra.
Know... It's a sweater, and I know you said you didn't want any clothes. Where? I don't see nothing. But the ones you wear have holes in them, so I thought you could. I thought you could need it. Obviously, she's going golf. Thanks, Mom. And this one is from Albert and me. Bless his heart. I know he would want to be here with us today. I think he's looking down at you and smiling. You've grown up to be such a wonderful spirit. It doesn't describe someone struggling in school and frequently getting detention. I'm very happy about that. Not today, please. Wonderful, and don't you forget it. Wow, a skateboard! It's not quite a surfboard, but the store clerk assured me it was a good way to start for a young girl. A surfboard? This again? It's not an occupation, Zoe, it's a hobby at best. Yeah, and a truck just goes back and forth between places. Tell me again, how did school do you any good? I said not today. I know what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, look, the reason I'm doing what I'm doing now is because I didn't get an education.
Because I don't read too good.
I don't think he's saying that.
Is she like me or is she smart?
Don't listen to him. You can make it into whatever you set your mind to. Love you, Nana. Zoe, you have to eat something.
Bottom of what? Answer? Yeah.
I'm not hungry. You might feel that way, but eating will be good for you. Have a few bites at least. Grim was here before you were asleep. He wanted you to have these. Oh, I'm sorry. That doesn't sound right. Grim was here before when you were asleep. He wanted you to have these. I'll put them on your desk. You do?
You do?
You do?
He thought he was saying something cool in Spanish, but it just...
Is that you do?
He said, I don't learn too well.
You do?
This is why I flunked trigonometry.
That's when somebody says, oh, I like you. And then you're like, well, here's the flowers. And they say, you do?
Missed that part.
Oh, okay, it's a sandwich.
Went all out.
Learn to surf with other beginners. 20% off if you sign up today. What are you waiting for? You're reading this page, you know you want this. Are you a beginner, an enthusiast, or even a pro? It doesn't matter. We offer surf lessons for everyone. We have certified instructors with years of experience, and we will have you standing on that board in no time. We offer individual coaching in our popular group training sessions. We can tailor the lessons to your needs. Apply now.
As soon as she stands on it, shove her off. All right, next.
Yeah.
We didn't lie. This is not false advertising.
Shh. Are you sure you can't come? Just hop on the train with me. I want to, but I can't. I want to graduate first. And you can't wait until next summer? Grim, I can't find it in me to finish that class. I don't feel anything anymore. I need to do this. For your grandma? She was the only one who believed in me and my dreams. It's for her, but it's also for me. I need to feel something again. I understand. So, that's my ride. Yeah. How do we do this? I don't know. I suck at goodbyes. Casual wave? Or this? Just so you know, your grandma isn't the only one who believes in you. Let me know when you get there. Yeah, I will. And if you see Mom once in a while, I'll drop by and talk to her from time to time.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, I really appreciate that. It's not a problem. Shitballs. Drawing tutorial. Click the blue dots to draw. Let me explain that a little faster. Somebody that actually knows how to read. Click the blue dots to draw. Avoid the red spheres. The faster you complete the game, the higher your score will be. Click these, avoid these. Sounds easy enough. What? Hey, I might actually win this one. Yeah!
Yes. You're satisfactory.
No, S is the highest rank you can get.
What does it stand for?
I forgot, but Capcom uses it. You have rank A and you have rank S.
I use it on Rising Dead Rising.
Yeah, they do that. Capcom uses it. Ticket, please. Click the upper left corner to bring up Zoe's notebook. Short quiz is my favorite guitarist in the world. How are you feeling today? What kind of a quiz is this, Zoe? Excellent. On a scale between 1 to 10, how good am I in bed? I'm not answering that. 10. Favorite song? I don't know. Shitface, I guess. That is a band, not a song. Favorite sex position? I'm not answering that either. Anything with stay-ups or stockings. Zoe, stop it. Blowjobs or hand jobs? Test subject looks annoyed. I will always remember this night. Ride me, Zoe. Ah, how it took you this long to talk sexy to me in bed, I'll never know. But damn, those three words you told me made me smile so much and laugh so hard I fell off you. I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. You can be such a girl at times. I want you to talk dirty, and hearing those words just made me proud in a weird and kinky way. I hope my laugh didn't win this. Next time, I promise to ride you. Shower thought of the month. Why don't eyebrows grow longer? They are so close to the rest of the hair on your head. What the fuck? Zoe's gin and juice. One part gin, vodka works if Mom's out of gin. One part of orange soda, half part pineapple juice, one squeezed orange, and crushed ice.
That sounds pretty good.
Fucking Mom, no liquids near my book. This page is what wasted potential looks like. Fuck. Idea for a TV reality show. Back to kindergarten. 20 adults have to spend 100 days in kindergarten, and every week they compete in childish challenges like biggest sandcastle, tag, and Play-Doh eating. The catch? They have to stay in character as a 5-year-old. Watch as the game breaks them down mentally with each passing week. Actually, this sounds kind of sad. God, hey, man, what? God, pull my finger. Man, this again? God, don't make me smite you. Man, I swear, if you fart again, I'm gonna be so pissed. God, don't be such an Eve. Just fucking pull it. Man, pulling God's fingers. Brrrr! Haha, I got you good. Ew, what's that smell? God, the Holy Ghost! Bah! The all seeing eye sees all, and that makes me wonder. Where the hell did it get eye connection surgery? Excuse me. Where the hell did it get its eye connection surgery? Can this day get any longer? Whoever came up with school must be a sadist. I never realized how freaky eyes are until I started sketching them. Stranger in the night, is this you? It is what I see, a dark silhouette. My mind fills in the rest. You smile at me, but I feel creeped out. Let me be. Your wings are ready, but my heart was not. Nana, I have no words. I stare at this blank page, trying to fill it for you. All I can think of is why. I know you wouldn't want to blame Mom, and I'm trying so hard for you, but fuck! If she had only let me come out with her that last time, I could have said goodbye to you. But I will forever be robbed of that final moment with you. You will live on forever in my head and heart. One day I'm coming up to join you, and I'll tell you about everything you've missed. Until then, make sure you party with Albert. I bet he's lonely, and it's been comforting knowing that you're with him. Love ya. Thank you, Nana. These last few weeks have been so fucking hard. I've been sleeping and eating like shit. I know that's why I have no energy, but I haven't found the motivation to do anything lately. This notebook has been collecting dust, too. You leaving me that money, I don't know what to say. You didn't have to do that for me. Jolene didn't even get that much, and honestly, it got kind of awkward when they read your will. I don't even know what to do with that money yet. Mom tells me to save it, but I want to use it to honor you somehow. That's what would feel best for me. Love you. I figured out what to do with the money you left me. I'll do what you always wanted me to do. I'm going to San Diego, and I'll learn to surf. For real, Nana, I'm going. I spent all night planning. Mama will think I'm crazy, and this is a bad idea, but I don't care. I'll make her see it my way. It's for you, Nana. Your money will help me achieve my dreams. I'll become a surfer and prove to everyone that I can do it. I know that this is what I was meant to do. I know this in my heart, and thanks to you, it'll happen. So turn your head a bit when you watch over me, because West Coast, here I come. Love you so fucking much, it hurts. Mom got mad. Floyd got mad. But who cares? I got mad, too. Then Mom cried and I cried. Floyd just left. Thank fuck for that. I know Mom understands. Deep down, she truly does. She's just scared that this is a bad decision that will spiral and get even worse somehow. But it's my life, and this is how I want to live it. I want to do this. I need to do this. I need to feel alive again. I'm so tired of feeling like a failure, like a fucking zombie roaming around in one shot. Well, they do moan, but that's beside the point. You've given me a chance, Nana, and I'm taking it. I don't know how I'll tell him about it. I want him to come with me, but what if he says no? He can't come with me. What should I do? Stay or San Diego? Gah! Just when I got Mom on board, this happens. I'm going. He'll have to understand. It sucks, but it's just for a year. It's less than a year, really. After that, he can come to join me. By then, I've started a life there for us. Nana, show me a sign that I'm doing the right thing. Choo-choo, motherfucker! The train is rolling. California, here I come. I've got the weirdest feeling in my chest, though. I've never done anything close to this before, which is funny because it totally feels like a Zoe thing to do. It's happening for real, and I think that's what makes me feel this way. I'm scared and excited at the same time. As soon as I arrive, I'll head to the hostel.
Hostel?
Yeah, the hostel.
The hostel?
I thought it was hostel.
Hostel.
Yeah, I know, a hostel. That's the best option for me. Well, as long as you're not in that movie. At least for what? I can't read her writing here. Hold on, folks. Starters. Also, I signed up for the surfing class. Fuck, I'm excited about it. I caught Mom crying last night before bed. She tried to hide it from me, but I saw. I know it's because I'm leaving, but I also know why she tried to hide it from me. She actually wants me to go through with this. Just so you know, Nana, I've forgiven her for not letting me come with her. She couldn't have known it would be the last time, and I could see that she felt like shit about telling me to go to school. Leaving my best friend in the whole world at the station felt weird as fuck. I always knew he would be a bit more emotional than me, but I've never seen him subdued. The whole hour we spent waiting for the train went awkward. We barely talked. Well, I'm to blame for that, too. I didn't know what the fuck to say to him. I saw that he was sad, and just like with Mom, I'm the reason. It's gonna be tough as fuck. Excuse me. Well, it's gonna be tough as shit not seeing him every day, rather. But I'll still call him, and I don't want to think about it too much. Zombie Zoe is going to San Diego to become a surfer. Nana, I'm gonna make you proud. That's it. Train's rolling fine. It's a start. Now would be a good time to remember that you forgot to pack something.
Don't scare me.
LOL, don't scare me like that. As long as I've got my wallet, phone, and notebook, anything that I miss can live without. Or excuse me, anything that I miss, I can live without. Okay. I'll probably freak out if my charger's missing, though. I guess I can get a new one if I forgot it. Yeah, it's not hard. Man, she doesn't even have a fucking protector on her phone. She lives life dangerously. Yeah. I'm excited. You okay?
I'm excited.
I'm so fucking excited about this. I'm happy for you. Thanks, I knew you'd understand. You're the best. Talk soon. Later, skater. San Diego. Everyone's last guess to where you're going when you say you're heading to California. Hey, it's still California. It's cheaper than LA, but you get the same waves, if not better. Maybe it's bullshit, but the website said that. The first question my friends asked me is if I was going to Tijuana. I heard there's a crossing near the border. Hold on just a second, guys. One minute. Sorry, I'm multitasking here. Shouldn't be, but I am. Okay. There's a crossing near the border that's one way only. Drive down the road and you're fucked, or you're going to Mexico, whichever way you'd rather look at it. And to answer their question, no, I don't plan on visiting Mexico. Then again, I didn't plan to come here either. Just kinda happened. Grandma, you shouldn't have left me that money. All of your savings will go to waste because of me. Well, at least the part you gave me. I'll try that again. But at least the part that you gave to me, I can't believe I got more than Jolene. Jolene, huh? The look on her face was, never mind. You always encourage me with my dreams, and dreams do cost money. I promise to make that money last as long as I can. I just need to find some purpose in life. And also, to fucking find out if my awesome skateboarding skills translate to a board with no wheels cruising big-ass ocean waves. I couldn't have picked a better month to come here. Surfing season is here. It'll last until November. That gives me time to figure it out. The best part of it all is the freedom. I love her, but Mom's rules never did anything good for me. Now this is freedom. Capital F. Alone in a new city. No man here to tell me what I can't do. Oh,
no
shit.
No mom.
Oh, excuse me. No mom here to tell me what I can't do.
There, huh?
Well, you know how they get. These blue-haired ones.
Well, this is from back in the day, blue hair, not the current blue hair, I hope.
I'm really not sure.
Well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would say the same, but I'm still not sure. No alcohol. Excuse me? Can you repeat that? You cannot drink unless you're 21. This cannot be news to you, darling.
I guess say I am. Well, they'd check for ID, wouldn't they?
I don't know. Let's see. This is a game, dude. But I am 21. If that's not the case, it's gonna get awkward when I ask you for your ID in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the smart one that I was just not even thinking.
That's what I figured.
Fuck. You have to wear this red wristband when you're in the bar, and we have a collaboration with other hostels and bars in the area. So, is it hostel or you said hostel. So my advice is to always keep that wristband on. shitballs. I'm finally here. I need to find some fucking friends who can score me beer. The train didn't derail. I'm safe and sound, living life in SD. That's good news. Found the hostel okay? Yep, it's a hostel, all right. Or was it a prison? I keep forgetting since I have to wear this fucking wristband when I'm here. A wristband? What for? This is a weird requirement.
Well, because they can't be serving.
Right, drinking rules. Green wristband says you can party. Red says your life still sucks. Mine's red. Boo-hoo. You'll figure it out. True that. How's the hostel? Cleaner than both of our rooms. It has a weird smell, though. I have to share the room with whoever drops by. Kind of lame. Need to find something more solitary. It's your first day. I'm sure you will. Anyway, I'm going to check out the neighborhood. Later, skater. Surfing class, day one. It's, something. You know when you get taught how to ski and they tell you to either go pizza or french fries to learn to position your skis? When you surf, you go banana. It's kind of the first state used when you paddle. We don't start off in the water, though. You start learning on land. That's true. You do start learning on land. We barely got wet during the first lesson. We learned about paddling, the surfboard anatomy, popping up to stand on the board, and the surfing stance. All this we got taught in the sand. Yep, not what she was thinking.
Well, that's first day.
Yeah?
Ain't gonna send them out into rip tides or anything.
Right.
Oh, she's got an Amy Lee tattoo.
Yeah, she does. The instructor also taught us about setup, dangers, tides, flags, and a shitload of other information. Surprisingly little was actually about how to ride the waves. But that's what surfing is. It's much more than actually riding the waves. You don't even stand up on your board most of the time. It's very different from what I came here thinking. Anyway, the first rule of surfing over here is always surf with a buddy. So I had to find one. Emma, you? Zoe. Cool name, you don't sound like you're from here. I wish I were, but nah. Born on the beach, die on the beach. You've had this all your life and you're only learning to surf now? What gives? Have you ever heard of home blindness? Nope, never. I met a tourist who taught me about it. He came here and was all like, wow, this city is so amazing. I bet you're swimming and surfing daily. And I was like, nope, I don't actually. So being home blind is how you spend your life living somewhere and you get so used to it that you don't see what's awesome about it? It took a pasty-ass tourist, to teach me how to love my hometown. So now, I'm learning how to surf. Sounds awesome. For me, I always wanted to do it, but there are no waves where I come from. So the skateboard's been my board of choice. Well, you found the waves.
Love your cats.
Yeah, you don't want to fucking tell her she's got too many tattoos when that seems to be her whole deal.
Because she's going to let you drown.
I love your tats. My tits?
Tit
your tats. Yep, tit for tat. Your tats, tattoos, there's so much cool art on your body.
Give me a tit, I'll give you a tat.
Oh yeah, thanks. It's what I do to get by. I ink others, not myself. Well, sometimes myself, but much less these days. You're a tattoo artist? Yep, I do tattoos and piercings. My friend opened up a studio not far from here and brought me on board. We're pretty small, but it's a living, and we tattoo each other for free.
Sounds dope.
Totally is.
You know, that's old, using that terminology.
I spotted your notebook. You draw too, don't you? Sketches and doodles, mostly, and a lot of words. I'm hardly an artist. I like to keep myself busy when things are dull, so I bring it with me. Can I see some of it? I don't want to do the kind of personal, because that sounds a little bitchy.
Oh, why? You might get a job.
Why? Curiosity. Come on, show me. Here. I made this one a few months back. This one looks sick. Who is it? My best friend. You didn't bring him with you? Nah, it's just me. Your surf buddy's gotcha. I'll show you around. Are you looking for work or are you just cruising? Not yet, but I was gonna. You got any? We've been talking about hiring a part-timer for the reception. Can you handle bookings and shit?
Yes.
I've never done it before, but I can try. Awesome. This is it. Our little shop. You're just called Tattoos? That was Brett's idea. The customer knows what they'll get. No questions about it. Yeah, but you don't call a restaurant food. You need to brand it. You know what? I honestly would not give a shit. If they had a restaurant and it was just literally called food, I'm there.
Well, you're kind of wondering what kind of food. Well, no. Just the name, what kind? Mexican.
Well, no, what if it...
Just put Mexican on top of your...
People do that, though. There's little restaurants that just say fucking Mexican on there. Little outlet restaurants that just say Mexican.
What it says, Jews. What do we do? Matzah. It's all matzah.
No,
What's a matzah with me? What's a matzah with you?
No. But I was saying, okay, think about it. You got a restaurant that serves everything. You just fucking call it food. You walk in there, say, welcome to food. What do you want? What do you have? Food. We've got everything.
It's like, then it goes into that super processed mush. It's like, smell it. It smells like food.
Food? Yeah, I guess it's food. Also, didn't you say you do piercings? Wasn't that in the name? Tell that to Brett. Tell what to Brett? This is Zoe. She thinks your store name sucks ass. Ouch. Well, we just tell him it sucks. Tell him it sucks. I'm a critic.
Could be better.
I didn't say that, but yeah, it sucks ass. You could both suck ass. I'm proud of it.
What? Did it just say tat? It
just says tattoos. Wait, you're not a customer, are you? If she were, you just told her to suck ass. Yeah, what the hell? You just lost my business, Brett. What a fine business it would have been. You're a blank canvas, aren't you? Untouched by the needle. Whistles. I'll be your first if you let me.
Talk back.
Keep your needle away from me. Zoe's new in town. She's in my surfing class and she's my surf buddy. I told her we might have some work for her. How about it? You're really forcing me to hire an assistant? I'm friggin' tired of running between the counter and customer. They always show up when we're busy, too. So yeah, Zoe will book them and we'll ink and pierce them. Do you have any work experience or something? Ever handled money or customers? Nah, you said it best before. I'm a blank canvas. But what's great about that is you can write or draw whatever you want on it. She'll figure it out. We've managed to make Jonah work, didn't we? I'm within earshot, guys. The needle only makes so much noise. Boy, he sounded a lot more epic than he needed to. We can try it, but no promises yet. Sound good? As long as I can still go to surfing class, I'm down for it. Awesome.
Boy, that mesh of colors wasn't much of a tattoo.
Where?
That on his arm.
Oh, yeah, that's a little
looks
weird.
Like they just spray painted it on there.
It does.
Tattoo! Finished! No, it's not. No, it's finished.
A new bag. I wonder whose it is. Oh, a red wristband. Another lost soul. Had a rad day. Started my class and landed a job, maybe. Is surfing just as easy as skating? Since when did you think skating is easy? You can barely stand on a board. I meant for you. Haven't gotten to the good stuff yet, but next lesson it'll happen. And lol, I missed your fake emojis. I should get a wetsuit and a board of my own, too. They said you could borrow one, but I'd rather have my own gear. Sounds like you got a lot going for you. Show concern, or sure do.
What is she showing concern about?
Sounds like, yeah. Are you concerned or sure do? Okay. Sure do. I like it so far. It's past bedtime over here, so... Damn right. I forgot. Good night. Ouch. It shouldn't happen to a dog.
What is?
I don't know. I'm looking over there. I can't see it.
Kinda wondering what the grid.
Me too. Oh, man. I don't blame her. That's the first fucking thing I do.
Oh, yeah.
I love those damn things. I used to spin around in my chairs until I'd get fucking dizzy. And you get the rush. I did that when I was 3. Oh, yeah. We used to have a thing called a sit and spin. They probably don't make them anymore.
No, they still make them.
They do?
My nieces have them.
Because I used to just spin myself dizzy, and I would get a high off of it. You really do get an endorphin high off that shit. How's it going, Zoe? Same as it did an hour ago, nothing yet. Are you sure the phone works? Aha, yeah, it works. And the email too? Oh, we got one! No, wait, it was a penis enlargement mail. Is this your personal inbox, Britt? Haha, they must have mixed up the address with Jonas. Brett's such a bully. And stop lying, you've tattooed my dick. You couldn't forget my salami even if you tried. Haha, wait, you tattooed his dick? Yeah, I did. It was the shortest tattoo session I've ever had.
So I got pink hair, what do you think?
Fuck you. Why would you tattoo your dick? To make it look like a dragon, of course. Chicks dig that? Don't know about that, but guys do. Oh, sorry. No worries. I tend to fly under people's gaydars. Brett must be a brave man to tattoo your privates. Haha, nah, he knows he's ugly as fuck to me. I couldn't get a boner if I tried from that mug. Know what's crazy? Like, I got a friend of mine that I talk with, really cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's a gay bodybuilder. He gave me a full workout plan. I'm gonna show it to you. It's like, yeah. But dude, he's hardcore natural bodybuilder. He talks with at least gay, and he talks with a list.
I
wonder why that is. That's so weird to me.
Smashed through your mouth a couple of times.
I don't have no idea.
I have no idea neither, but I've heard gay people don't have lisps.
I couldn't get a boner if I tried from that mug. This mug, come on. I'm a tan catching tighter pants than a European and you'd know it. Weird flex, but okay. Holy shit, guys, we got a live one. Hey, welcome to tattoos. Can I help you? I want to get a skull on my calf. Something like this. Oh, you drew this? It's just a rough sketch. I thought you'd help me improve it a bit. Sure thing. Maybe we could do something like this for you.
Play the game.
Oh, so you get the...
She draws, I guess.
Oh!
Rank, yes.
That Mega Man rank. You unlocked a special render. How about this? Hey guys, there's something we haven't checked out in here. I don't even think we can go to it.
Huh.
No. Not right now. Oh yeah, we can. Oh, okay, hold on. Maybe not. I don't think we can look at the renders right now. How about this? What do you think? Yeah, that looks cool. Jonah, you're good with skulls, right? I'm the best at skulls. Got a customer for you. Send him over. Thanks for the help. Don't mention it. Morning, and damn, what a pretty sight seeing you sit there. Sup, Emma? Brett! Coming. How's it going? Is it always this slow? It varies. Most customers drop in unannounced, so you gotta have a strong waiting game to stay sane. I do like the music in the background. I'm digging that. Really? Why is that? Most drop-in customers are tourists looking to get a memento. As for other customers, we do have some serious competition in the area. We're not exactly people's first choice. Well, I mean, yeah, it's just, hey, let's go to tattoos! Don't tell Brett I said that. Zoe, you drew this?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, just tweaked his idea a little bit. This is as good as any of what we draw. I mean, anything that Jonah and Ems draw. Hey, what the hell? Wait, this one is actually very good. Do you draw a lot, Zoe? I sketch a lot in my notebook. That's about it. Sketch some more stuff while you wait for work. If it looks good, we could use it for stencils and inspiration for the customers.
Pay me for it?
If it comes with a pay raise, I will. It should compensate for the time you're just sitting there. He's right.
Yeah, that's true.
As if that's my fault. Do you even advertise? Yeah, we're out there. Haha, we're not out there. Shut up. Sensitive. Thanks again. Look how good it came out. That looks badass, dude. Rock on. Jonah, how much? 120. Not bad. Yeah. Keep the extra. I loved your sketch.
That's really cheap for me.
It looks like she's doing fine, don't you think? It's just one day so far, but I'm not gonna lie. The girl's got potential. I seriously really want to get this fucker covered up.
Yeah.
The girl's got potential. Learn to read the waves, everyone. Remember what we talked about. Find the peak and shoulder of the wave. It's all about finding the perfect gradient. How's that banana working out for you? Had better ones.
Yeah.
I've had better bananas. Haven't we all? The water's getting kind of cold. What do you think the wetsuit's for? See, a nice wave is heading our way. Banana and paddle. Keep up with the wave. Ugh, come on. You got it, Zoe. Pop up when you're ready for it. Whoa. That was a nice try, Zoe, but you need to go slower and lower with your pop-up. How? Go to the prone position first and catch your balance before completing the pop-up. And when you're standing up, stand with a lower stance so that you don't lose your balance. You were standing kind of straight. I don't remember how many tries it took. Some say that going from wakeboarding to surfing is easy. But from skateboarding to surfing, not so much. At least not for me. Seeing how others managed to surf within a couple of attempts didn't boost my confidence. It just got me frustrated. Fuck! I was supposed to be good at this. It's like learning how to walk all over. Ugh. You are fuming. Did it get to you? I'm pissed. I'm pissed at myself, Emma. I've got great balance. I don't know what happened out there. You'll get it eventually. It takes practice.
Right.
Yeah, I know you're right, but I'm frustrated with myself. You need to cool off, girl. No thanks, the water was cold enough. I need to get a hot shower and drink a virgin drink in my virgin hostel with the other virgins. Hostel. No, you go take that shower and then you'll meet me for a night out. Brett and Jonah are coming too, it'll be fun. Yeah, it would be fun, if I was allowed to drink anything other than milk. Huh. I never thought I'd say this, but I was starting to miss sneaking one of Mom's cold beers. Zoe, over here! Hey guys, so this is the local waterhole of choice? It's the only bar in this area that plays our kind of music. Shitface? No way! You're a fan too? Aw, hell yeah, since I was like 8 and didn't know what it meant. What, you think just because I'm gay I don't like rock music?
Isn't all gay people like
Come
shit
on,
face?
Man! I hate to admit it, but if there's one thing my stepdad did right, it was buying records. So what'll it be, friends? The usual. You know what I like, surprise me. I'll have, 2 beers for us. You got it. How old are you? 19. Geez, hide the fucking wristband, it's a universal language here. Is something universal if it's local? Fuck off, smartass. I forgot, I have to wear it at the hostel. You live in a hostel? It's gotta be expensive. It's either a hostel or the street, but I'm looking for places to rent. You should look into studio apartments. There are a bunch of them available after the surfing season's over. Now they're high as shit. People can't even afford to live out there. They're living in their cars.
Yeah.
And until then...
Fentanyl's a hell of a drug.
No, it's not even fentanyl. It's the prices of the shit that's gotten high. Normal people...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
There's people in the tech industry that make all kinds of money. They'd rather live in their cars.
Yeah.
Yep. The apartments are just too expensive.
I remember one of my friends... was a bodyguard out there.
You'll have to look harder for one.
And he had to share an apartment with five other people. He was making, I think at the time, $17 an hour.
Don't. Just letting you know what happened. Don't have to read it, but there.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah. 1 second, folks. Okay. You'll have to look harder for one. So where do you guys live? She's scouting us. She's scouting us for a place to crash. Quick, think of lies to tell her. Was not. I live above the tattoo studio. You can crash there if you want. Wow, really? You gotta have it in for Zoe because you never let me do that. M's. The hostel's cool with me until I can find someplace else. Beers and drinks, here you go. I was gonna say it before, but that's a nice hair color. I've always wanted to try blue, but it's scary taking that leap. Go for it. If it doesn't work out, you can change it again. Haha, that's true. What the hell, are you reading tonight? Entrepreneurial finance, what the fuck is that? You tell me, you pronounce the words right. Wait, Jonah can read? Then why am I the only one doing lettering tattoos? Because lettering tattoos and tribals are the most boring tattoos you can make. This line of work is my ticket to scoliosis, so I'm not gonna bother with that kind of ink. Seriously though, what's this for? I already have scoliosis. What's this for? Are you going to college or something? Who knows? I find these things interesting. And maybe if you did too, the studio would be profitable. Holy fuck, what a nerd burn. Aha, sit and spin, fucker. Or don't. You probably like that. Zoe, help me out here. You're bright. You're going to college someday too, right? Help him out or don't look at me.
Help him out.
Don't listen to these numbskulls. You do you, Jonah. As for college, I haven't even graduated high school yet. Kindred spirits. For real? I flunked my trig class and haven't found the motivation to complete it. That's a bummer. Mass, who needs it? You need it. Oh, please. All you need is a calculator and someone to do your bookkeeping to run a business. Facts. Let the number crunchers do their job and you can do yours. Yeah, you're supposed to hire people to do that shit.
Yeah, but you kind of have to know what they're doing before
Line. That's why you hire the good ones. Oh, shit. It's this
song. The ones that run off with your money sometimes.
Right. Huh? It's for one of their B-sides. I fucking love it. I'm a fan, but I don't know this one. Yes, you do. Nope, I don't know it. But you do. Ha ha ha. Did you get a beer or one of your umbrella drinks? Drink shame me all you want, but these are delicious. Yeah. Yeah. Those fucking umbrella drinks. The music they're playing is real. You wish you were girl enough to order one. Yeah. Facts. You know what? I'm gonna fucking defend the goddamn girly drinks. I would drink those motherfuckers because they taste good. And I pound the damn whiskey. I've got my whiskey. I've got my... I'll drink rum. I'll drink vodka. I'll drink the hard shit. It doesn't fucking matter. I drank damn absinthe. 138 proof. So don't give me bull fucking shit on my girly drinks. I'm sorry. If I drink them some damn times, I will. What's so funny? Ha ha, it's nothing. Just an inside joke thingy. It's straight, right? Straighter than me. Yeah, looks fine. Your wings were ready, but my heart was not. You didn't drink anything today or yesterday? Is that a problem?
Is that a problem?
Is that a problem? You're gonna bleed like a pig if you did. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just thins your blood, alcohol does.
Okay, I didn't drink anything. Good, since it's your first one, I'm gonna push you down a bit harder when I start. Huh? We do it all the time with the newbies. I don't know how you'll react to the needle, and I don't want you to jerk, so I mess up the line. Okay, does it hurt though? Think of it as pressing a knife against your skin and slowly dragging it back and forth. Ugh, that sounds like it would hurt a lot. No, not that kind of a knife. A cutlery knife, you know? Yeah, but still. Ah, shit, that startled me. Hey! Okay, it's not too bad. Are you good? Yeah. The needle will hurt more when I go against the bones, just a heads up.
Yep.
I don't know about that. Okay. So, who's the tattoo for? It's something I drew. Yeah, what about the text? It's kind of morbid. Your wings are ready, but my heart was not. It's for my grandma. I don't want to talk about her when we're doing this. Oh, okay, I see. It won't be the needle that makes me cry if you do. Gotcha. I wanted to do a tattoo like this for my dog, but I never did. Damn, I missed that much. Hey, don't you know, come on now.
That's a rough comparison, though, when someone's talking about their grandma. I'm like, yep, that reminds me of my loss, too.
But no.
Spot, he was a good old bastard.
Oh, Lord. Come on now, you know it wasn't that. Never got another dog?
Back in Frisco.
No, I couldn't bring myself to get one. I don't want to go through that pain ever again. It was way worse than losing a relative. But maybe that speaks more about my family than it does about my dog. I wouldn't know. I've never had any pets. Bone. Ouch! Yeah, that hurts. I'm heading home. You'll be okay without me? Jonah's still here, ain't he? I'm leaving too. What is this, half day Friday? Whatever you say, workaholic. Flip the sign and lock the door, will ya? You're staying extra for me? I don't mind it. You've done such a great job, so I thought you'd earn this. That's not a way to weasel out of paying me, I hope. Haha, not really. I think we could extend your hours a bit. Customers have been digging your work. I tattooed two of your stencils this week. Some good shit?
Yeah.
I like that frog.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, that's cool. That's so cool. Isn't it an odd feeling that you get paid to scar people for life? Like right now, there's a bunch of people walking around with things I drew on a piece of paper. That's cool.
Yeah.
They liked it so much they wanted it permanently on their skin. It's sick, right? That's like the guy from AC/DC. It's just a piece of skin. People put too much value on their bodies. Well, we only get one body. Are you having second thoughts about this tattoo? Because it's kind of too late for that. Haha, no. I guess what I wanted to say is that it's pretty cool, the work you do. You're creating walking pieces of art. I've always considered it that way. It's the only work I know how to do. I bought my first tattoo gun when I was 14. My older brother helped me get one. Em's and I started making shiny tattoos on each other for practice.
I can tell.
I can tell. Those tattoos on your hands are horrible. What? I was talking about the ones on my legs. Oh! Is it pointless trying to undo the damage? Yeah, and I already pegged you as a straight shooter. Not everyone tells you how it is to your face, you know? At least you get to wear gloves when you work. Yeah, you can always cover your tattoos up if you want to. Most of them anyway. You're making me feel better about getting tattoos. Thanks. Ask Ems and Jonah, and I'm sure they'll do a couple for you, too. If you're looking to get more, I mean. I gotta say that the feeling is pretty nice. It hurts, but I kinda like it. Yeah, that sounds like somebody wants to get more of them, for sure. The pain is half the experience. Haha, that's so dark. Just like anal. Too far, haha. Sorry, I have shitty humor. But it's true. You'll see. I hope you're still talking about tattoos. So, do you got a boyfriend back in wherever it was you came from? Huh? Did you just segue from talking about anal to asking if I have a boyfriend? Innocent question, I swear. Well, there's this guy, but I don't know. Lately, it's been kind of weird between us. I think he blames me a bit for leaving too fast. We talked about going places together for a while, you know, after graduating. But he's still in school and I couldn't come here with me, and I had to come here for myself. Sounds complicated. Not really, he's as simple as they get. Oof, I'd kill myself if a girlfriend described me like that. It's not an insult, he's pretty much drama-free. We've been best friends for years before we started to, you know. Now what?
Fuck.
I hear you, that sounds like M's and me. You and M's? Are you together? Not anymore. It's been a while. I set up the studio while she went off doing her things in Vegas. We eventually got back together for work, but that's it. We're still best friends, though. I get the feeling I'm drifting apart from him. He's pretty short in his messages to me. He doesn't seem to share my joy. If he got bummed out when you left, can you blame him? Yeah, he's my best friend. See it like this. If he was something more than that, then maybe he's having a harder time getting over you than you have getting over him. Getting over each other? No, you've got it wrong. We weren't in a relationship. We were best friends who happened to fuck a lot. You agreed on that? It was more of a silent agreement. The kind that you understood with time. I fucking hate talking about feelings. And he's a bit of a softie at times. That makes me uncomfortable. Alright, and then you left it before ending it with him? Yeah, so? You know what? It's not my place to say these things to you. I only speak from my own experience with M's left me for a while. How was it for you when that happened? I could have handled it better. I got drunk and drunk texted her. That only made it worse. When I sobered up, I realized I had to stop doing that, so I did. I feared the damage was already done, though. She didn't write me anything for a long time. She gave me like a two... She gave me a like or two on Rooster once in a while. Hit me up with some short comments, but for the better part of it, she stayed away. It's not something a best friend would do, but she actually did me a favor. It allowed me to get over her and focus on work. What happened after she came back? Believe it or not, it was like press and play on your favorite shitface song that you had paused for a long time. The song was as good, if not even better, than before. We didn't really think about hookups or get back together in any other way than friends. And, well, co-workers. Knowing how it turned out, I owe her a lot for doing what she did to me. I think it saved me in a sense. Okay, I think you'll like this. Are you ready to see the new you? Yeah, I'm dying to. It started to hurt a lot more towards the end. Yeah, the adrenaline wears off after this long of a session. What do you think? Wow. I love it. I can tell. Grandma would have loved this. She sounds like a cool grandma. Yeah, she's the reason I'm here today. She wanted me to, sobs, go my way through life. And not listen to what everyone else wanted for me. She passed away before she got to see me do it. That's rough. Come with me. Let me put some plastic on that tattoo and get a drink. You shouldn't drink after you get tattooed, but one beer won't hurt. What the fuck am I doing here, Brett? I ask myself that question every day. You got something going on here. You got your business, your own place, and your friends. It took me a lifetime to get here, and I'm still stuck where life began. If I were brave like you, I'd leave it all behind for something new, too. When you get stuck in a place for too long, you lose the will to do something about it. Every day, it's the same thing. Wake up, eat, shit, shower, rub one out, head down one floor, and sit hunched over strangers. My back is killing me, my posture is becoming shit, and the money will last month to month with a little icing on the top. Scoffs. And what scares me the most about it, I think this is as good as it will get. I think that right now, at this very moment, these are my golden years. 10 years from now, I'll reminisce about when I sat on my rooftop drinking beer with a blue-haired teenager talking about life. And I'll call it the good old days. Of course, Jonah would be long gone since. He'll have left us for whatever he wants to do with his life. He's the smartest guy I know, but don't tell him I told you that because I'll deny ever having said it. Haha. He's so talented, too. I can't believe he works with me. But it won't be for long. And M's. I don't know what she wants or where she's going. I used to think she wanted me, and now she talks about everything but me. I think it's some kind of identity crisis, and I'm probably having one too. Because, what the fuck am I doing here, Zoe? To me, it sounds like you're living life. You have this place with a beautiful view and the ocean breeze at night. If I could bottle a smell, inhales, this would be it. And you get to wake up to sunshine every morning. And get this, if you want to go take a swim, you have the largest fucking ocean in the world, 5-minute walk away. Or 7 minutes if you're wearing those tight shorts. You also get to work with what you love and what you're good at. And you're really good at it. Sure, it seems like your body won't like your job in time, but that can be said about almost any job, can it? True?
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like you suffer from home blindness. Haha, home blindness. Did Ems teach you that one? She did. It's a good fucking expression. Inhales, exhales. You're right, this is a great place to be. You do. So I want you inside of me. Bring your friends. All 9 of them. You will satisfy me and I will satisfy you. All of us together. Like you wanted. Come on, baby. Put me in your mouth. Suck me, lick me. Swirl your wet tongue around me. I won't like you, so don't you... I won't bite you, so don't bite... Don't you bite me. I'm talking about candy. What did you think? Aha, you... What? Says something. Aha, you... You pew?
Perv.
You perv. Gotcha. Z-chord. Tremolo.
No Z-chord.
I'm telling you, I don't know how to draw. But you do. Aha, I don't. Can't you at least try for me? You know I'm gonna end up ruining another page. Ruin away. What do you want me to draw? Whatever comes to mind. I'm drawing a blank. How about if I play the guitar and you draw me playing it? You can't play the guitar. I can, and you can draw. We're probably at the same level, me with the pen and you with the guitar. I think we're both better than we think. Now, how do you play this fucking thing? You don't know any chords? Dude, it all looks the same to me. You curl up your hand to make it look like my Nana's hand, and somehow you make beautiful sounds. It shouldn't be too hard. It shouldn't be so hard like this.
Your nails shouldn't be that long, that's for damn sure.
Haha, what the fuck is even that? It's the Z chord. You do know your music. If you spent more time drawing and less time being sarcastic, you'd be a pro by now. Fine, I'm drawing. Behold, the Z chord! Ha ha ha. Ha ha, it sounds abstract as fuck. If that's another word for shit, I agree. The Z chord. If every guitar player announced their chords before they played them, no one would listen to music. Sings. Grim, he is such a dork. He eats chocolate bars with a fork. I did that one time as a joke. His dick is big, his balls are less prominent. They're like two bowling balls next to the Washington Monument. What the fuck is this song, Zoe?
Funny.
This is an ode to your big dick. Okay, that's enough. C chord. Thank you, I'll be here all week. I'm finished. Goody, let me see what you got. I did my best. Suddenly I have a deeper understanding of cavemen's drawings. Ha ha ha. Smack. Hey, what was that for? I just felt like doing that. Okay, good spot to end it. Yep. My God, this is an interesting interlude. It feels like an episode in itself.
Okay.
Instead of getting episode 9, we're getting, it feels like episode 9. It feels like 9 is 10 and this is it. But this is all supposed to be an interlude. This is supposed to bring, I guess, Zoe in.
Because
she has such an interesting story.
It's kind of wondered because they had the cliffhanger in the last.
It's one. Coming!
Oh, I know it's coming.
We just have to get through the interlude. And,
I do like
the
story.
The interlude is good. I mean, it's a different story. This is kind of a Sandman moment. The reason why I say Sandman as Neil Gaiman, he did the character stories, and then he would do just stories in the world.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a different story, but it goes with the world, and it has something to do. Now, some of you guys like, okay, what happened to Halloween, Grimm? We're getting there. This is the interlude. I'm going to make sure you guys know, the interlude, the Halloween episode is coming, but it's not here yet. And it's complete, and it's long, really long. So we'll get through it. By the way, guys, this was 8 fucking gigs, just this and the other episode. So this is going to get really long and really crazy. I hope you guys are enjoying it, though. I mean, I'm interested. I want to know where this goes. And we'll have more being a dick later. So just watch out for it. It's coming.